Lecture 22, Plague, Fiscal Crisis, and War.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the consequences of the Peloponnesian War, or at least the first stages of the war, the Archidamian War, because the fighting significantly altered life in the Aegean world and in the Peloponnesian League. The consequences, fiscal, economic, and social, were most immediately felt at Athens, but the consequences really reverberated throughout the Greek world and affected relationships, ways of life, economic productivity, even within the Peloponnesian League. And a city such as Corinth suffered a significant decline after the Peloponnesian War was over, even though the Corinthians were bent on bringing on that war and prosecuting it to its conclusion. What I wish to do first is concentrate on Athens. We have a great deal more information on Athens. Thucydides was in Athens during the first stages of the war. He saw firsthand the effects of the war. And we have other documentary evidence and other literary sources to supplement our understanding of how society changed in war. And as Thucydides puts it, war is a harsh master and very quickly brings people to their immediate realities and changes relationships and attitudes and actions almost immediately. I do, however, wish to look at Sparta and to members of the Peloponnesian League, particularly to Corinth and Thebes, and see how these societies too were affected. The usual image is that Sparta suffered a major demographic crisis and a moral crisis. That is, the citizen body declined in size significantly, that when Sparta was defeated at the Battle of Leuctra in 371 BC, that is, after the Peloponnesian War, the generation after the Peloponnesian War by the Thebans, Sparta was already on the brink of a social revolution, and that military defeat really confirmed a decline that went back into the Peloponnesian War. That's a vision we can question in this lecture and in the coming lectures. And finally, a few words on Corinth and Thebes with what information we have, which in the case of Corinth is archaeological. Well, let's first look at how Athens is being affected by this war. And I mentioned in the initial strategies and stalemate that probably the biggest change in Athenian life was the crowding of the population behind the long walls and the city walls and various sea walls that defended the Piraeus, Phalerion, and the military installations. That meant that most of the population who had lived in the countryside, in rural townships and villages, and a responsible Athenian male citizen would have walked to Athens at least once or twice every 40 days to vote. Some of them may have made all four meetings of the assembly in an Athenian month, which was about 40 days. But now entire families were crowded behind the walls, and they were forced to stay there for as long as 40 days, 80 days, depending on how long the Peloponnesian army was raging throughout the region of Attica. That had immediate consequences in the summer of 430 BC with the outbreak of plague. Thucydides gives us a chilling description of the symptoms of this plague. He himself is not quite sure from whence it originated. He tells us that it arose in the land of Ethiopis, which would be somewhere on the Horn of Africa today, as far as Thucydides understands it. And really what he's essentially saying is it came from the fringes of the world that he knew. It was brought by ships from Egypt, according to Thucydides, and most of the reports of plague are in the city of Athens. There has been a considerable body of literature that has concentrated on this particular plague. Some scholars, such as William McNeill, who's known for his wide-ranging book, Plagues and Peoples, sees it as perhaps bubonic, as part of a series of plagues that may or may not have been a pandemic. That is a recurrent outbreak of plague that would ravage populations and reduce what is known as the replacement rate. That is, the number of people dying is more than the number of people being born, so your population suffers a long-term decline. This does not seem to have been the case at Athens or in the Aegean world. In reading the rather learned literature on the subject, many physicians who have tried their hand at this have concluded that Thucydides may well have been describing symptoms of several different ailments, including such ailments as cholera. There were water supply problems from the start, as well as a plague or some kind of disease that no longer exists but has mutated into something else. What is significant is that its impact was immediate.